After the hearing ended, he reportedly said, quote, for personal gain, he's now selling his access to information. That's how they're terming it. A thief selling stolen material is a thief, said the head of the House Intelligence Committee. Your response?
Well, first of all, Mike Rogers is a liar. He's outright lying when he says that I or any other journalist working on this case have sold documents or fenced documents. The one thing that's missing from his accusations is any evidence, because none exist, and I defy him to present any. But that's what Mike Rogers does. It's who he is. He just lies and smears people with no evidence. But I think the more important point than the fact that Mike Rogers is a pathological liar is the fact that this is part of a broader campaign on the part of the Obama administration, as Jeremy said, to try and either threaten journalists that they will be criminalized or outright criminalize them by prosecuting us for the journalism that we're doing. It comes in the context of this coordinated campaign to call us accomplices by President Obama's top national security official, Keith Alexander. 2 months ago in a speech, raised this idea of selling documents. When we did our first report in Canada with the CBC, the right-wing Harper government attacked us as having sold documents to the CBC. And so what you're really seeing is the Obama administration has been worse on press freedoms than any president since President Nixon, as James Goodall, the former New York Times general counsel, has said.